Our New Testament reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 through chapter 6, verse 10. So we are ambassadors for Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at an acceptable time, I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation, I have helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, through great endurance in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, labors, sleepless nights, hunger. By purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors, and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see we are alive, as punished and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. This is the word of our Lord. This evening, as we gather here in this space, we all come here with some level of anticipation and commitment for our Lenten season. We come here with an understanding that tonight marks the first night of our Lenten journey, and over the course of the next 6 weeks, throughout that journey, it will entail a certain level of introspection and prayer and repentance, all of which is aimed at enhancing our spiritual lives. The point of Lent is to bring us back into oneness with God, for us to take the time to reflect on those things that are inhibiting us or drawing us away from God. And between now and Easter morning, we have a significant amount of time to repent for those things, to turn away from them, to turn away from the things that are drawing us away and not enhancing our spiritual life. And as we do embark on this Lenten journey this evening, the Apostle Paul's letter to the Church of Corinth spurs on this period of introspection and prayer and repentance. Paul gives us lots to think about in his letter to the Corinthians, and more specifically with his direct admonishment to not accept God's grace in vain. This admonishment from Paul to not accept God's grace in vain is a twofold admonishment. The first aspect of his admonishment makes it very clear that it is only by God's grace alone that we have been reconciled to God through Christ. Therefore, we are to work diligently at ensuring that we remain reconciled to God so as to not accept God's grace in vain. And the only way that we can ensure that we are one with God or reconciled with God is by taking the time to identify the source or the sources of estrangement, by pinpointing the divisive wedges, those things that are drawing us away and impeding our relationship with God, and then repenting and turning away from them. And this is what Lent is all about. During Lent, we commit to ourselves and to God that we are going to take a deep look within and wholeheartedly review our lives. We commit to removing those things from our daily lives that diminish our connection with God, or we commit to adding those things back into our lives that are going to enhance our spiritual connection so that we aren't accepting God's grace in vain. The second aspect of Paul's twofold admonishment to not accept God's grace in vain points to the fact that since we have been reconciled to God, then we have joined in on God's ministry of reconciliation. So we are to work towards reconciling with all others in this world. In other words, just as we have received God's grace for ourselves, then we are to offer that same grace to others. Otherwise, we have accepted God's grace in vain. In its most simplest form, what Paul is saying to the Corinthians and to us is that God has shown us what grace looks like by reconciling us unto himself through Christ. And time again, God continues to show us what grace looks like. Each and every time he extends his mercy and forgiveness to us. So in just the same way that we receive that grace and that forgiveness and that mercy, we're to turn right around and offer it back to all others in this world. Paul's twofold admonishment to reconcile ourselves to God and to join in on God's ministry of reconciliation in this world is no easy task. We struggle with both of these aspects. We struggle with acknowledging our human mistakes and taking responsibility for the thoughts and the actions and behaviors that are sabotaging our relationship with God. It's difficult for us to repent and to turn away from those things. And what is even more difficult than that is the second aspect, to join in on God's ministry of reconciliation and to offer that same grace that is so freely and generously given to us and offer it to all others at all times. Several years ago, I ran across a quote from Mother Teresa that captures the depth and the scope of reconciliation. It illumines what exactly it entails to join in on God's ministry of reconciliation. Mother Teresa stated, "People are often unreasonable and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of ulterior motives, but be kind anyway. If you are honest, people may cheat you, but be honest anyway. If you find happiness, people may be jealous, but be happy anyway. The good you do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give your best anyway. For you see, in the end, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway." Joining God's ministry of reconciliation in this world is no easy feat. It can take a lot of sacrifice on our own behalf. At times, it takes setting aside pride and setting aside the need to be right about a particular matter. It requires being kind and demonstrating love and generosity at all times, regardless of how that person is acting towards you. And it means rising above any contentious situation and handing out the grace of God. This is something that is difficult for all of us. And though it may be hard to offer reconciliation at all times in our daily lives, it is the bar to which we are to strive for. Paul's admonishment to the church of Corinth completely encapsulates the essence of Lent, as he tells the Corinthians to not accept God's grace in vain. Paul's words to the Corinthians calls for all of us to take a deep look within and uncover those things that are impeding our oneness or our reconciliation with God. And it calls for us to take a deep look within and identify how we can join in on God's ministry of reconciliation, how we can offer the same grace of God to all others in this world. As we kick off our Lenten journey this evening with Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, let it stand as an invitation. Let it stand as an invitation to explore the widest dimensions of reconciliation, both in our relationship with God and our relationship with others in this world. Over the course of these next 6 weeks, may it be a time of prayer and repentance and introspection so that we can be one with God and we can be one with one another so as to not accept God's grace in vain. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.